Yes, Mayor. $776,931 is based, is a savings that you're basing on vacancies that are not, that are right now, no, they don't exist, they exist, but we're not paying we're not paying that out. So, we take that out of your, out of the equation. I mean, we don't have to fill those vacancies.
Yes, we do. If you take a look at Section A, we're required to fill those vacancies within 25 days upon having, I don't have a contract for them, but if you want to go that route, I'm sure...
What was that?
If you shoot down this contract... If we go down that route, and this does not pass, the reasonable conceptions are off the table, I can probably guess what Mr. Antonucci is going to do and ask that those positions be filled, and we're going to be locked in with those positions. So, do we want to go down that route and grieve whether or not we have that ability to not fill those positions? Because I know in the past, it's been an issue with the fire, and we had to hire, I should see Mr. Miller, 13 firefighters back on, per agreement, back in 2005 or 6, whenever that was. I am trying to do the best I can to avoid a lot of the litigation, a lot of that negativity that you are seeing in many jurisdictions. And by the way, many of those jurisdictions that are having that type of fights, they're only getting relief for this interim period. We are looking at a solid contract where they come to the table that will give us real dollars over the life of this contract that we can budget appropriately for.
Mayor, can I just ask again, based on the vacancies, because $776,000 of the projected concessions of 1.397, so we don't, and believe me, I understand the concessions that the unions come forth with in these times, and these are extraordinary times. So I mean, we're basing on the fact that, let's say this contract doesn't get approved, right? We're not saying that that this taxpayer is there could be a potential if we're forced to fill those vacancies. But right now, that $776,000. Okay, if they keep working on this existing contract and it goes whatever the route that you're suggesting, that money is not being spent. That money is not a savings that we can incur by just working on the existing contract. And it would go the legal route or whatever, but my point is the taxpayers do see, they would still see that same savings unless we're forced by court to have to fill those positions. Is that correct?
Respectfully, I would disagree with your interpretation, because no matter what, if you're going to do that and not have, not accept the savings, we're going to have to, now next budget for those five positions, also budget for the examinations, putting these individuals together, whatever it is that we're going to have to do and put those positions in. Otherwise, we're going to face grievance. If we don't appropriately budget for those five positions, then you're going to have probably a structural hole. We're trying to move forward in next year's budget with zero-based budget, providing real numbers and dollars to the taxpayers, letting them know how their money's spent. It is a true concession that the unions are coming in with this hiring freeze on five deputies, potentially up to 10 individuals. So, however you want to do it, Section 4.5 does mandate, in Section 8, vacancies and patrolling officers' ranks shall, it says shall be filled within 25 days after the vacancy occurs by the eligibility list is in effect. We're going to have to go through that process if this doesn't go through. And by the way, how am I going to achieve any savings on 1.5 if I have to hire five, when I'm going to have to go back and talk about layoffs? We're going to start going through whatever legal discussions on layoffs if that's the case. But I don't want to go that way, because they've come to the tables with real dollars over the life of this contract.